Devaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 8, Text 25.
Atra pramanam hi bhavam
parameshti yatatma bhu
aparechanutishtanti
purvesham purvajaykritam. Word for word.
Atra,
in this matter, pramanam, evidential facts.
He
certainly,
bhavan,
yourself,
parameshti,
Brahma, the creator of the universe,
yata,
as,
atmabhu,
born directly from the Lord,
apare,
others,
cha,
only,
anutishtanti,
just to follow,
purvesham,
as a matter of custom,
purvajai,
knowledge suggested by a previous philosopher,
kritam,
having been done. Translation.
O
great sage, you are as good as Brahma, the original living being. Others follow custom only, as followed by the previous philosophical speculators. Translation, please repeat.
O great sage,
you are as good as Brahma,
you are as good as
the original living being.
The original living being.
Others follow custom only,
as followed by the previous philosophical speculators.
Purport. It may be argued that Sukadeva Goswami is not the only authority of perfect knowledge in transcendence, because there are many other sages and their followers. Contemporary to Vyasadeva, or even prior to him, there were many other great sages such as Gautama, Kanada, Jaimini, Kapila, Ashtavakra, and all of them have presented a philosophical path by themselves. Patanjali is also one of them, and all these six great rishis have their own way of thinking, exactly like the modern philosophers and mental speculators. The difference between the six philosophical paths put forward by the renowned sages above mentioned and that of Sukadeva Goswami as presented in the Srimad Bhagavatam is that all the six sages mentioned above speak the facts according to their own thinking. But Sukadeva Goswami presents the knowledge which comes down directly from Brahmaji, who is known as Atmabhu, or born of and educated by the Almighty Personality of Godhead. Vedic transcendent knowledge descends directly from the Personality of Godhead. By his mercy, Brahma, the first living being in the universe, was enlightened, and from Brahmaji, Narad was enlightened, and from Narad, Vyasa was enlightened. Sukadeva Goswami received such transcendental knowledge directly from his father, Vyasadeva. Thus, the knowledge being received from the chain of disciplic succession is perfect. One cannot be a spiritual master in perfection unless and until one has received the same by disciplic succession. That is the secret of receiving transcendental knowledge. The six great sages mentioned above may be great thinkers, but their knowledge by mental speculation is not perfect. However perfect an empiric philosopher may be in presenting a philosophical thesis, such knowledge is never perfect because it is produced by an imperfect mind. Such great sages also have their disciplic successions, but they are not authorized because such knowledge does not come directly from the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana. No one can be independent except Narayan. Therefore, no one's knowledge can be perfect, for everyone's knowledge is dependent on the flickering mind. Mind is material, and thus knowledge presented by material speculators is never transcendental and never can never become perfect. Mundane philosophers, being imperfect in themselves, disagree with other philosophers, because a mundane philosopher is not a philosopher at all unless he presents his own theory. Intelligent persons like Maharaj Parikit do not recognize such mental speculators, however great they may be, but hear from the authorities like Sukadeva Goswami, who is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the Parampara system, as is specially stressed in the Bhagavad Gita. Atra pramanam hi bhavam. Panameshti yatatmabhu. Apare chantishtanti. Purvesham purvajai kritam. O great sage, you are as good as Brahma, the original living being. Others follow custom only, as followed by the previous philosophical speculators. So Maharaj Parikit is glorifying the position of Sukadeva Goswami, and he's accepting him as his guru, because he knows that Sukadeva Goswami is presenting what he heard from his father Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva, as Prabhupada explains, from Narad Muni. Narad Muni, of course, heard from his father, Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, he heard directly. He is referred to as Parameshti. Yatatmabhu, he is not born from anyone. He is born directly from the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. And he is hearing directly from the Supreme Lord Narayan. In the second canto, we can read that how Lord, the Supreme Lord, what is that? Ninth chapter. He gives the Chatushloki, the original verses. The Lord Brahma saw the personality of God and was overwhelmed with joy in his heart. Full of transcendental love and ecstasy, his eyes filled with tears and love, he thus bowed down before the Lord. So, in the beginning, Lord Brahma received Teni Brahma Rida within the heart. He was enlightened. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead informed him, before any of this, there was nothing. There was no Prakriti, there was no you, there was no others, there was just darkness, there was only I, Narayan. So, everything is emanating from me, even you are emanating from me. Now I am giving you the transcendental instruction. So he was enlightened. Janmadyasya yatonvayat ittarata chatishbhigasvara tene rila brahma, brahma rida. From within the heart, he was enlightened with the knowledge. This is, it is something coming within the heart, not just by intellectualism. Of course, with our mind and intellect, we can understand things, but actually it is revelation. We can utilize our intellect and our mind, but it is limited, as Prabhupada points out here. Our intellect is limited. We don't have unlimited intellect to understand even what is the situation with this one earth, one country, one area, what you can know with your intellect. Than your mind. What you can understand? In the small things, the atoms, what you can understand? They are making some theories and trying to experiment and research and presenting some evidence, and then they come with some philosophy. Just like Prabhupada says here, previously was the case, there are other great sages, the six great systems of philosophical understanding, renowned sages of the past, even before. We had here Kanada, for example. He was like the forerunner of the modern scientists. He said that he mainly, just in some in summation, everything is the elements, everything is made of the atoms, and the combination of the atoms, So everything is just but a combination of atoms. Everything is coming like that. This is Kanata, basically, philosophy. Of course, he does big presentation. But he is like the forerunner of the modern idea. He was just presenting based on his intellect, his logic, but he was very intelligent, so he was able to present and write so many things, and many became his followers. So there's a whole system like that. But no matter how great one's mind is, one's intellect, there will always be some imperfection, because you cannot understand everything. Things going on out of the scope of your intellect and mind. So Prabhupada mentions Kanada, what he says also, Gautama, very famous. All these are great famous rishis, Gautama Rishi, Nyaya. Nyaya means a logic, debate, by understanding just logically how things, and debating, and coming to conclusion. You present some work, very famous. But again, there must be some imperfection there, because this is a speculation. Your logic is based on your mind, your intellect, presented, and others are arguing, and then you present back and forth. So you present something. So all these sages, Gautama is mentioned here. Patanjali, of course, is very famous for the yoga. He is the expounder of the Yoga Sutra, Astanga Yoga. And coming to the different yama, niyama, and then dharana, dhyana, samadhi, quiet the mind, by then do the meditation, then come to the kaivalya. So some things they're taking from the Vedic shastras, they take from here, there, and they're putting together themselves, and then coming and presenting something. Understand? So Patanjali was like that, also mentioned here. Kapila, of course, this Kapila mentioned here by Prabhupada. Lord Kapila, we know from Bhagavatam, he is incarnation of Godhead. But this particular Kapila is more, a little bit, he's referred by Prabhupada as the atheistic Kapila. Atheistic. Because he's Sankhya, he's presenting analytical study of the matter and the spirit. But his conclusion is that the Prakriti is the final cause of everything. The eternal Prakriti is the cause. A little bit so. Everything similar philosophies by many of them. They are getting from different sources. They're putting together and expounding. So this Kapila, he is presenting like that. I said Patanjali is also mentioned. Who else is mentioned here? The six Jaimini and Ashtavakra. Of course, Ashtavakra is very famous for Advaita, monism. He is presenting some idea of course, he has idea of Atma, soul. He has idea of Supreme. He has a Prakriti also, he has idea. He is teaching. The final conclusion is become freed from the bounds of the shackles of the illusion, and come to the position of realization of oneness of the Brahman. Basically, of course, they have very elaborate works. I'm just summarizing. So, and of course, Jaimini is mainly his position is the Kama Mimamsa philosophy. Kama means by actions. In the Veda, so much a ritualistic action is recommended, and dharma. So, by following very nicely, one can come to the position of elevation. To go higher. So more or less Jaimini, he was taught, of course, the Samaveda by Vyasadeva. He presented some work on the Upanishads also. He's very learned, all very learned sages. They're very intelligent, far, far more intelligent than you and I. Very, very intelligent. And they present very, very philosophical works. They have many followers. They have their line, the cyclic lines also. But they are not free from defects. Their mind is not, independent. Here, Prabhupada refers to here as the independent Supreme Lord. He is not dependent upon anything. From him everything comes. This is the meaning of God. The meaning of God. God means he is supreme. No one is his cause. He is the cause of everything else. But no one is his cause. He is always existing. That is supreme. That is God. So Lord Narayan, he explained to Lord Brahma, before any of this, there was just before sun, before moon, before universe, before you even, there was nothing. There was just I. From me everything is coming. He enlightened Lord Brahma. He is not subject to any defects. We are all subject to defects. To get an illusion is one defect, isn't it? Because why? Because we have the imperfect senses. We see things. People, you know, they like to see. You know, show me. I think like this. Oh, show me. I want to see it. But, you know, your eyes are limited also. What can you see? Someone tells you about atoms. Show me the atom. What can you see? Can you see the atoms? Here they are. Where? So the atoms. What your Prabhupada used to be very, very fond. What you can see with your eyes. You want to see everything. Then you look in the sky, the sun that just appears a small ball, but actually it is very huge, gigantic. Just appears small, moon appears something. What you can see, don't rely just on your eyes. So all the senses are imperfect. So if we're reliant, if we come with some philosophy relying on our imperfect senses, our mind, intellect, then also that must be the philosophy, must be, no matter how great it may seem, no matter how well thought, very deep intellectual thing, there must be some flaw there. Must be. Because using, even you get the instrument, these are the scientists at that telescope, very powerful can see, or very microscope can see, micro position. But the instrument, there must be some defect, because it is made by the defective person. Even the instrument must be. But we are accepting, oh, this is a very good thing we are seeing, but what are you seeing with this instrument? There must be, maybe there's something else with the instrument cannot see. Just like we can know that from 100 years ago they were using certain instruments, now they got more powerful and they can see the things that the other instrument 100 years ago, they couldn't see that thing. But now they're seeing it with their other instrument. So what they all see in 100 more years, what they're not seeing now. And 1,000 years, then they'll see maybe something else. But they will never come to the point of totally understanding everything and or be able to perceive, no matter how many instruments, no matter how many computer, no matter what they produce, there must be some defect, imperfect senses, illusion, cheating. These things are the defects of the conditioned souls. So better we get the knowledge from a perfect position. That is God. Sometimes someone would present philosophy to Prabhupada. And I remember a few occasions. I remember one time in Mumbai, in his room, someone presents some philosophy. He said a very interesting philosophy. Maybe, perhaps. Maybe, maybe not. How did you come? I read some book. Which book? This book, that book. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe true, maybe not true. But if you're accepting absolute position, you're surrendering everything to that thing, maybe some fault is there. Better to accept something absolute. Infallible, coming directly from God. That's from Lord Narayan to Brahma. Infallible. God doesn't make mistake. Everything is perfect. So like we see in the world, sometimes we see, oh, some mistake. No, it's meant to be like that. God made it like that. I always remember that story many years ago. I read that there's some scientist in the UK. They said they have come across in the brain, with the people they have the feeling for trying to understand God. They said actually it's just a function of the brain. They found some spot. They actually named it the God spot.
actually they're trying to reduce it to the position that is actually is not God. It's just the functioning of the brain. We found that spot. This area is the actually functioning of the brain that causes the human being to think in this way. Otherwise, if we just take it out, it doesn't think like that. And then God doesn't exist. That was there. They were alluding to that position. So they asked one big bishop in the Christian church. I thought he gave a very good answer, actually. He said, now, with these scientists, they are saying like this, the God spot. So what do you have to say about that? He said, well, I don't know if it's God spot or not God spot, but if it's God spot, God put it there. So I read that. I said, that's a very good answer. Very good answer. If there's some spot in the brain that enables us to think of the higher things, then obviously God put it there. Otherwise, how we would understand? There's no chance. You cannot understand God, actually, from our position. You will never. Therefore, Arjuna, we start in Atmanajogam, we bhutim charjanana, buyakataya tipti, sinfinanati mimritam. Tell me of all your, opulences, your energies, I want to hear everything. And Krishna, hanta te katayasyami divyat vibhutne. Yes, I will tell you, but of the prominent ones only, because you will not understand all. My unlimited things. I will tell you of the main ones. Even Arjuna, such great person, he will not understand. So that's the principal things I will tell you. With a spark of my splendor, I just pervade the entire universe. So, first of all, it's not so easy for someone very materialistic to accept a position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but someone who's devotee, who within the heart is enlightened, they can understand. But someone who's developed just relying on intellect, now all these great philosophers, as we've mentioned, Gautama, Kanada, Jaimini, Kapila, Astavakra, they have presented philosophical paths, but Prabhupada says by themselves, on their own, basing with their own intellectual, mental, philosophical powers. Now, the difference between the six philosophers and the six paths put forward by these renowned sages, Prabhupada gives credit, they are renowned sages, but that's and Sukadev Goswami is that all the sages mentioned above present the fact according to their own thinking, but Sukadev presents the knowledge which comes directly from Brahmaji, which is Atma, who is known as Atmabhu, born and educated by the Almighty Personality of Godhead. He is educated. He is getting the knowledge from the Almighty. The Prabhupada selects these words very carefully. In this particular instance, he is the Almighty. He has unlimited power. The Almighty. His might, his power is unlimited. We cannot know of that. Therefore, as I said, Krishna explained to Arjuna only the principal energies. The Prakriti is so powerful that we have the position that Kanada and Kapila. The atheistic Kapila, they're presenting that the Prakriti is everything, so powerful. More or less, modern science is the same, isn't it? They are thinking that the energy, the universe, so many universes, and somehow or other, by the coming together, that is the source of everything in existence. So this old philosophies by these ancient sages is more or less the kind of the thinking today. Of course, they're presenting a little bit differently. They've got some other idea also, due to their research and experimentation and so on and so forth. But more or less like the Big Bang theory or the steady state theory, I don't know what they're presenting these days. But they have all sorts of theories how everything came into existence. But basically it is the Prakriti, the material energy is the source of everything. There's nothing beyond that. So more or less they're presenting the same as these ancient philosophers. And indeed some of them have studied these ancient philosophies, and said, yes, some of them, like the Kanada and Kapila, are very similar to what we're presenting, but today we have the evidence. There, before, they were just proselytizing, they were just using their own intellectualism
But now today we can back it with some evidence because we have the microscope, we have the telescope, the microscope, and different experiments and so on. So now today we're more advanced, you see. With this idea. But whether ancient or new or something in the future, a devotee is not interested in these things. Maybe something will come 100 years, 1,000 years. It'll be the same mix of this type of thing. A new package of the same thing. Because their mind and intellect cannot go beyond this level. Cannot go beyond. You see, they can only get up to the Prakriti. And even the Prakriti, they're speculating. Their mind cannot go beyond. But there is beyond. And we, from our position, cannot know of that beyond. That has to be by divine revelation to us. Krishna has to show us that thing. Otherwise, we cannot know that thing. So therefore, Sukadeva Goswami, very intelligently, he is presenting, and Parikit Maharaj, he's not interested. He is devotee. He is not interested in all these different things. These philosophies were existing in his time. He knew of these philosophies, but he's not interested to hear those. He is interested to hear from Sukadeva Goswami, first and foremost, he is devotee. Of course, he was Brahmandi before. You know, the Sukadeva Goswami, he stayed in the womb for 16 years. He didn't want to come out. He was already realized, well, in here, outside, what's the difference? I will stay inside the womb. But when he heard the descriptions from his father, Vyasadeva, of Krishna, and the spiritual rasa and lila, and he became a great devotee. So Parikit Maharaj wants to hear from a great devotee, and he knows also he is heard just nicely in disciplic succession. Now, Prabhupada says here, these great rishis, they have their also disciplic lines, but originally it doesn't go to the Narayan. Every proper disciplic line has to go to Lord Narayan. Not just starting with some mundane brain, no matter how high intellectual it is. Generally, people today, someone has some big academic education, they have MA, PhD, they're revered as the great gurus. Everyone listens their words. Who said like that? Dr. So-and-so, PhD. Oh, yes, I will accept that. So they are like the modern gurus, isn't it? They are today gurus. Any article you read, if they want to verify, the journalist wants to verify that thing, we have to go to Dr. So-and-so to get his comment, and then it's all right. He is scientist. He's accepted. Fully we accept. He is the guru. Certainly they're expert in their areas, and certainly they can give some information. We don't want to discredit totally. But they shouldn't try to speculate beyond their limit. That's the problem. Beyond the world is beyond their limit. Even devas, everything like that. I remember Prabhupada gave one lecture at Gandhi Hall, Auckland. And one guest, a Hindu gentleman, he said, in our Shastra, in our Hindu literature, we have information, many gods and goddesses. What do you have to say? And Prabhupada said, they are of this world. I'm talking something beyond. Great they may be, the devas and the devis. Great they may be, but I'm talking beyond the world. So what do you know of beyond the world? What we know? We don't know what is beyond the world. We don't know what is next week. What is coming up for us, isn't it? You can know. You have a crystal ball. You can know these things. We don't know. We're very limited. Don't worry your BAMA PhD. Yes, you've done something, but don't think you've done everything. Know your position. The problem is that people become puffed up. That's the problem. You become puffed up. Jaimaishwara Shudasibi, I've said many times before. Generally, people become puffed up over the four categories. And Shruta means education. People become very puffed up. I'm like this. Or you have high family. I come in the high family, so therefore I'm more high position than you.
My caste is more high than your caste. You bow down. You serve me. So the high family or you'll have a lot of money, very wealthy person. So therefore, been puffed up. I am a big money man. You are my servant. Just serve me. Do this, do this, do this. Or you know, beauty, Shrita, Shibi, you know, someone's very handsome, beautiful, and you become puffed up. I'm a very beautiful woman. I'm a very handsome man, strong. So therefore, the others are subordinate. So Shrita means education. So, you know, there's a modern, everyone wants the big these things. Sometimes if you can have all these things, someone has the high family, has the good learning, has the beauty, has the money also. So you have all these things. Oh, very easy to become puffed up. Very easy. Even if one thing, puffed up. Now that's the problem. When you become too puffed up. And why have you become puffed up? It's just because the actual fact that you're becoming puffed up means you are a mode of ignorance person. Someone who is puffed up, in reality, you're a small person. There are so many of us here. When you think of it like that, there are so many of us. How many billions of people on the earth? Why do you think everything is special for you? But the very fact that you are proud, that means you're an ignorance person. Automatically. Must be. Someone proud because it's stated in the Shastra. From the ignorance becomes the pride, becomes the envy. Because always someone more higher than you. So you're always afraid, envious, and then you will be insulting someone. Who is this one thinking, oh, I'm more learned than this one. I am more beautiful. I have more money. So therefore, it's someone who is going around very proud, that automatically someone who's actually advanced devotee knows this one must be in the ignorance. He is an ignorance person. Actually, he needs actual enlightenment. But it's very difficult when someone is very proud. He knows everything already. Imagine if you went to the school or the university, you already knew everything. You would be successful there or not? You know everything already. Why you come here? Just go somewhere else. So if this attitude, I know everything. Actually, the real great minds, they always say like that. There are so many more things to be learned. They're having some humility. They know something. But even the truly great minds, we know something of the cosmos, of the universe, but there's many things we don't know. There's so many more. They're actually a little bit humble. So if someone who's humble, they can learn. They can learn. If you have humility, then you can learn something. If you don't have humility, then you won't learn anything. Too proud. This is a problem. So with your education and your combination of many things, you become very proud and become very stubborn. When someone is proud, generally they're stubborn. They don't like to budge anything. This, you know, you have the old prophet used to tell the story of the knife and the scissors. You know that story. The two men were arguing, this cloth, they saw some cloth. This one cloth was cut with the knife. No, it's cut with the scissors, I can see. No, you can see it's cut with knife. No, I'm telling you, scissors. The other one, knife. So it became very heated. Each one refused, stubborn, proud. The one who was saying with the knife got the other one. They were near the river. He took the other one, he threw him in the river. He held him under the water. And then after some time, from the water came the hand. He was almost drowning, but still not. Scissors. Prabhupada used to tell that story. Don't become like these two. Knife and scissors. Very stubborn, puffed up. No matter what. You will die over that thing. He was prepared to die for his position. About some insignificant cloth, whether it was cut by the knife, and say, who cares? But because they're proud, so we have to be humble and accept, because, you know, this knowledge, the flickering mind, and therefore... Prabhupada says, see, all these munis, they're great, very great
But they always have to present something different from the other one. You know, these days it's like that. You cannot, if you just repeat what you have heard from the higher source, that is not accepted. If you're doing a thesis or something, it has to be a different thing. You can't present the same thing as the other one before. It is not accepted. We want to see your mind, your intellect. Isn't it? So this is the system. But in traditionally, in Vaishnav school, now we repeat exactly. We don't speculate. We don't manufacture. Prabhupada says, don't try to manufacture something new. Just hear from the past great authorities. Why? Who is the best guru? The one who has been the best disciple. The one who has been the very good disciple, the best disciple, they can become the best guru. So, and who is original guru? Who is the Adi Guru? That is Krishna. He is original guru. So therefore our line comes like that. All our gurus come in that line, in the disciplic line, sampradaya, parampara, very, very important. We don't change anything. Of course, we can present it according to the time, place, but we never change the principle of the thing. That is very important. Otherwise, it becomes lost. A very delicate thing, just like the mango. The mango, the ancient system was that someone would go high in the tree to get the ripe mango, and then they make a chain and they pass it very carefully. Very carefully has to be passed. Then it's nice. If you handle it roughly, or if you just throw it, it becomes bruised, it becomes spoiled. So the knowledge has to be heard, received from the divine source, from above, from God. And then it comes down, he reveals. Then it's accepted. Then when we hear it, then it has great effect from within the heart. From within the heart. Not just intellectualism, mental speculation, concocting something. Don't concoct. You will never be able to present anything perfect. We are perfect, actually, but now we're in an illusion. We have to come again to the perfect by hearing from the perfect. Perfect can only become perfect by hearing from the perfect. This is a very important point. Intelligent persons, like Maharaj Parikit, do not recognize such mental speculators, however great they may be. But hear from the authorities like Sukadev Goswami, who is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the Parampara system, as especially stressed in Bhagavad Gita. So in Bhagavad Gita you can read in the start what is the Parampara, who are the gurus coming. There's Krishna like that coming all the way. They are non-different. Now we should understand this also very carefully. Not that they are God. See this Patanjali, for example, he presents the yoga system and do the Astanga yoga, do the different styles, everything, then come to the meditation and meditate within. You are within. But the mistake is, because you're speculating, the mistake is you meditate within, you are one with God, you are within, and then you are God. Why are you looking for God elsewhere? You are yourself God. You are the God. But if you are the God, why are you an illusion? Suffering. If you are the God. No, we are the God, but we have forgotten. Why are you forgotten? If you are the God, why are you forgotten? God doesn't forget anything. That means you are the imperfect. I always remember that time in Calcutta, Prabhupada was giving lecture, and one man in the end, after Prabhupada explained about Krishna, how he is supreme, and then the man here, Swami, I think I am God. And then Prabhupada said, tell me one thing, do you ever suffer? The man, he thought, yes, sometimes I suffer, Swami. And he said, then you are the suffering God. And Krishna, he is the enjoying God. So if you want to enjoy in your natural, you have to surrender to Krishna. So we may have our idea, what I've read, and someone comes up with some philosophy, they've read some book or some book somewhere, they take a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit from everyone, come up with something new thing,
It may be very attractive. It may sound good. You know, someone presents something. One of my godbrothers was telling something funny in Bhaktivaibhava Maharaj. What does he say? That generally the world is full of the impersonalism. What did he say? That generally they say like this. He who knows doesn't speak. And he who speaks doesn't know. This is a very popular thing, is it? But it's all nonsense thing. It may sound good. May the mind may be, oh, it's very good. But actually, what is the reality? He who knows doesn't speak. He who speaks doesn't know. Like the Baba, someone advertising like that. So, but we have, but where he understands like that, then therefore he shouldn't say why he even mentions that thing. Right? He's contradicting himself even. Someone is advertising like that, come to this, you know, he is the presence of the great Mahaguru, you know, because he says he who knows doesn't speak and he who speaks doesn't know. Then why make any statement? You're contradicting yourself. Isn't it? People have to think a little bit more carefully about these things, right? They have to think more carefully. But there are people just accepting because they want to accept. They want to accept. Prabhupada said, yeah, they're cheated. They want something superficial. You see? You want to be cheated, God will send you a cheater. They used to say all the time like that. You want, if you want something superficial, maybe you just want something like that. You just want to do something side thing and then continue an ordinary life. If you want like that, God will send you someone like that. You can go there. But if you want real thing, well, God will see also that he will send you the real thing. Up to you. God provides everyone, everything. That is God. He knows you better than you know you. So someone, you know, who you know, someone is presented like that, you know, he who knows doesn't speak, he who speaks doesn't know. I was laughing when he said like that. So that, or, you know, or, so all these philosophers, they're renowned philosophers, Gautama, Kanada, Jaimini, Kapila, Astavakra, Patanjali, you know, very renowned, and they present some systems. Some truths are there, but not ultimate truth, absolute truth. Some truths obviously are there because they're getting from the different Vedic sources and this and combining. But whether or not you'll reach the topmost perfection, we are trying to go to the topmost perfection by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We're so fortunate. We are the Kali Yuga. We don't have any qualification. Kalo Sudra Sambhavan. No one really is the Brahmana or the Vaishya or the Kshatriya or the Vaishya Sudra. Even we're not even the Sudra. At least the Sudras will follow the Varnashram. So therefore, they call us Sudra. We are lower. So we have got no quality. But Lord Chaitanya is so kind. Just the chanting. Just hear this chanting. And of course, the acharyas from Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya himself only gave us the instruction, Shikshashtakam, that we recite sometimes. He didn't build any temples even. He didn't write any book. But he told his disciples, Rupa Goswami, Sanat Goswami, he told, you write books. You go to Vrindavan. You find all the lost places of Krishna's pastimes, and you make temples, and you write books. And he instructed, like Sanatana Goswami in Varanasi, 2 months, every day, he instructed him, every day. You write like this, say about the deity worship, say about how to be devotee, say about all the regulations, say about all these things, we have Hari Bhakti Vilas, and Rupa Goswami, Allahabad, every day he instructed. You write like this, do this, do this. They followed it. They weren't making up. They follow Lord Chaitanya instruct. Lord Chaitanya himself didn't write, but his disciples, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, like that. So we follow like that. So we follow Hari. So Prabhupada said, yes, actually in Kali Yuga, we just follow Lord Chaitanya. That's all is needed. Chanting, dancing. If you read the story of Lord Chaitanya's life, especially he was traveling, he went to the temple just chanting, dancing, like that. It is sufficient, he said, in Kali Yuga. But because we're not able to fix our mind just on chanting, therefore, the acharyas, this is a Bhagavat Marg. Bhagavat Marg is the chanting, dancing, like this, hearing. And they said, all right, you also follow Panchatriki Marg. To fix the mind on the chanting. Therefore, we have our deity worship, we have our temple worship, we have all these things. So many rules and regulations, all these things. It's the Lord Chaitanya instructor. Yes, the chanting is sufficient, but
But because they will not be able to fix this Kali Yuga people, therefore they have to get the Panchatriki Marg. Even the Vedic Marg is not, because that was for the Brahmins. But the Panchatriki Marg, everyone can follow that thing. So we have our Bhagavat Marg and Panchatriki Marg, and the books like Hari Bhakti Vilas and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, they are given to us to help us. They're helping us. We follow these things, deity worship, temple worship, and we're simultaneously chanting. The two go together, Bhagavat Marg, Panchatriki Marg. We're chanting, and we're following the Panchatriki system like that, and then we make advancement. And we're not speculating, manufacturing anything. They are not, the Goswamis presenting these things. They are just following what is being presented to them. This is a perfect system. Perfect system. You don't have to intellectualize something. Just accept it. But the problem is that we have our pride. I like to think about things. You can think about things, but come to the conclusion. Just like Krishna, if you follow Bhagavad Gita, he gave so many different, this yoga, this, that, Prakriti, explained so many things. In the end, he just said, now, just surrender unto me. Actually, Prabhupada used to say, you only need one instruction, Bhagavad Gita, just surrender unto me. He said, all the others there to convince our mind to do it. our mind is going everywhere. So therefore, Krishna has to present so many argument, so many system. And then in the end, he says, now you deliberate on this and you choose yourself what you want to do. But he emphasizes, you should do like this, do the bhakti, do the devotional service. This is considered the best system. So this is our line. Our line is like that. We follow our line, going through our acharyas to Lord Chaitanya, to all the acharyas, going right back, the siblic succession, right to the Supreme Personality of God, Lord Brahma to Krishna. So we have to have like that. We have other Vaishnava sampradayas. They've heard from great authorities and ultimately from God. So therefore, these are bona fide, the siblic lines. Everything is made nice. Acharyas are very advanced souls. They present things nicely. So you don't have to speculate. You don't have to struggle to try to understand. Just follow these things. You can ask questions about so many philosophical points to try to understand. But if you just follow nicely, then the path of advancement in Krishna consciousness is assured. This is the main point that is made here by Parikit Maharaj and also stressed by Srila Prabhupada. Read this verse again. O great sage, you are as good as Brahma, the original living being. Others follow custom only, as followed by the previous philosophical speculators. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Has anyone got any question or comment? Yes. Well, this is always remember, never forget. This is an instruction on the Raga Nuga Bhakti platform. Krishna also says, just think of me always. In Bhagavad Gita, he says. But this is high level. Always think, always remember Krishna, never forget. That's a high level. We are not like that. That is our goal. If we can chant one round without thinking other thing, this is a success. Even if one mantra we can do without thinking other thing. So when Rupa Goswami, he says, always think of Krishna, never forget, that means always. The mind doesn't go other things. That is very, that's Haridas Thakur, for example. He has a chanting. Mind doesn't go other place. He is very advanced. But our mind is so fickle. Therefore, this Bhagavat Marg, as I said, Bhagavat Marg, Panchatriki, therefore do some temple worship. Therefore, Prabhupada, he came, he said he wanted a temple here. He inaugurated this temple. He could have just come, just chant. Doesn't do these things. But he said, no, he wanted a temple. He gave us principle, deity worship, all these things, all the rules and regulations. Sometimes the disciples, they used to say to Prabhupada, so many rules and regulations, so difficult. If I told you all, you would just faint. I said, I'm just giving few. So therefore, acharyas have given us chanting and then follow these things together, and then we can come to the position always remembering Krishna.
never forgetting Krishna. This is the general rule. Yes, Prabhu.
You were saying like the knowledge will increase the
power. Sorry, say again.
The knowledge part will increase the pride. But sometimes we get this transcendental knowledge, and sometimes that also increases our pride. How do we overcome that?
Therefore, you have to get this knowledge in the proper way, from the proper source. Because then if you receive like that, then in that knowledge will be how you have to remain humble. In that knowledge will be you are tiny spirit soul. And Prabhupada would give many classes over and over and over again. It's like I was giving a class in Sydney, and one lady after, I said, yes, same thing is said. I said, yes, same thing. She said, no, new thing. I said, there are many things new that you don't understand, but we are giving same thing. And why? Because we are giving same thing and you are not following it. So therefore, we have to say same thing over and over again. If you would follow it, then we didn't have to say same thing. But Prabhupada, when he came, always same. You are a spirit soul, you are not the body. Very simple, basic things. So therefore, we have to get the knowledge from the acharyas, from the guru. Then if you hear nicely from them, then you will remain humble. You follow everything. Then you will remain humble. But if you try to do something separate, then you'll see you'll become puffed up. Don't do something separate. Stay just in the parampara, hearing properly. And then, and if you follow everything, then you will remain humble automatically. And if you stray, then the guru will be there to bring you back again, humble again. Yes.
And you mentioned all these philosophers, they are basically succession doesn't reach up to Narayan. Mm. And in case of Jaimini Rishi, he is saved some way from Vyasadeva.
Mm. Well, that was before Vyasadeva came. Then Narad Muni came to Vyasadeva after that and instructed him about the bhakti. Originally, when Vyasadeva, he just presented to some disciples, he divided the Veda. And Vaishampayana and different disciples like that. And Jaimini was one. So he gave him Samaveda. He said, you extrapolate on this and you explain this thing. There's two things. The guru presents, and then the disciple has to follow that thing. And then there's proper disciplic line. So if Jaimini, yes, his guru was Vyasadeva, who was an authority, but he went off on a little bit tangent. He was mainly concentrating more on the Kama Mimamsa, the ritualistic performances. Later on, Vyasadeva, by the mercy of Narad, explained more on the devotional service. So for disciplic section to be nicely, then has to be guru and disciple has to follow exactly. And so not only the guru has to follow, disciple has to follow. Sometimes someone would say to Prabhupada, oh, you're such a great guru, Prabhupada. Yes, great guru. But he said, yes, but what about you? You are disciple. You have to also be very good disciple. So a disciple has to be very good. So it is accepted that Jaimini, yes, he was disciple, but he presented something a little bit independent from Vyasadeva, a little bit independent. So therefore, although there was a connection there, if you go independent, then you're a little bit removed from that situation in Germany. Yes, Maharaj.
Maharaj, you were mentioning about the scissor and knife story.
Like the what, sorry? The what?
Mentioning about the scissor and knife story.
Oh, scissor and knife, yes. I mean to say, we can have opinion in because Krishna is, Prabhupada one time he answered, Krishna is a very big thing. He can be understood in so many ways. It's not that just one opinion, but as long as the opinion doesn't digress from the actual general principle. So Krishna can be understood this way, Krishna can be understood that way, according to your level of realization also. You can have, ultimately, everything has to be reconciled with the general principle. One time I remember here, Bishop Kelly came and talked to Prabhupada. And he said more or less, he said, in our church, he said, when many parishioners, they come, they have a different opinion. God, they have their idea. And Prabhupada says, yes, yes, that may, but it should never, the idea must be sync in line with what is the actual general principle. If it is going outside of that, then it cannot be considered actual proper understanding. So therefore, you can have a, but it has to be in the general body of the principle. What is the principle? And as far as day-to-day things, sometimes there may be argument that may be false ego. My false ego is arguing with the other false ego. So that's another thing. That's another thing. But as far as opinion, just like the devotees, we discuss things and someone is saying, oh, well, I read here and then Prabhupada said like this. And then, you know, someone else says, yeah, well, I read like that. And then you discuss and then you come to what is the general agreement. So that is allowable. But as long as it stays in the general principle of what is the being presented according to the parampara, you don't go outside of that. If you go out, just like we're arguing on what is said in the Bhagavatam, we don't bring other books. We don't say, well, you know that Patanjali, he says like this. We don't argue like that. Devotees don't argue. Devotees presenting Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, yes, maybe there's some, you have your idea, yes, what is your idea? Yes, and then we talk. But we don't say, well, you know, according to the Gautama, according to the Patanjali, Jaimini, and we don't go there. Understand? We can argue in here, but not there. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raja Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaur Premanandi ki jai.